I'm recording, just like Afro Man and Lemon Pound Cake.
Pound cake.
Pound cake. Mama's lemon pound cake. It really tastes so nice. He wanted to put down his gun and cut him a slice of lemon pound cake. Oh, God, I loved every second of it.
It really makes me want to try his lemon pound cake.
Well, he said it's his mama's lemon pound cake. But he is really hyping it up that it is fantastic.
Uh-oh.
It did not look like a bun cake. Hey, what did you think about Waxy Chocolate Factory exploding?
Tell me more.
Have you had that garbage Palmer chocolate in your life?
That does not ring a bell.
I heard there was a chocolate factory that exploded in PA, and I went, wait a minute, not Hershey's?
What? Yeah. So Palmer, which makes really, really awful Easter candy, because it tastes just like pure wax. The factory exploded the other day and several people were killed. It was crazy. I don't think I've heard yet if it was a gas explosion or a dust explosion or what the deal was yet. But
yeah, I didn't hear.
Huh.
It was not a flavor explosion, Sluggo, because I've had Palmer chocolate. It is decidedly not. I guess unless you want the flavor of wax and badness, because that is what they specialize in.
I believe it was Donkey Teeth for the win.
Oh, right. Teeth is back. All right, we ready to roll?
No.
Uh-oh. Brondiac says you
He's answering something else.
Oh.
I thought it was.
Okay. That's a very emphatic no about something, but... Hey, the John Wick does feature... Remember the blind guy from Rogue One?
Yeah.
Yes.
He is in John Wick 4, and he's delightful.
Yeah, I saw that he was going to be in the movie.
Huh. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, let's roll.
Okay.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 377th Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, we got Ray. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of March 29th to April 5th. Man, I always have so many typos in the script. In your 7-day 4-star crash.
Ah.
Non-existent crash. All right. Insert sound effect here.
Yeah.
What, you didn't hear me?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I heard Ian go, roo, roo. That was it. That's all I got.
We've got some high mileage wins here in the neighborhood. I may have technical difficulties. I apologize.
Okay. On Monday, you had Creepy Bobby versus Teen Gene. Did you freeze your way to victory?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I did. You get your stun going and it's,
Yep.
There you go.
And you just hammer on that white out and...
Yep. Oh, look, you can't do anything when I get, match fives, when I convert red to blue. Ah, bickety-bam. next week, you've got Teen Gene making the return versus Moonstone and a mystery guest.
Nice.
So that should be you should be able to win that one. Gene's not the best one-on-one, but...
Right. Still, she'll get her done. A little better than Moonstone.
Yeah, I mean, her powers are AoE, but they still do damage to the single player, so
right.
It'll be fine.
In story world, all kind of stuff happening. You're welcome to Shield for Clea. Should be wrapping up. So if you haven't finished that, finish that. Webbed Wonder is running. That'll get you Magic Clea, some Wong Shards. Placement is Colleen Wing and some Kang. Just for Ian tomorrow, we got X-Men versus Apocalypse.
Yes. I like a good, what do you call those? Team events?
Yeah.
Alliance events?
That on the personal side, you get Dark Beast, Colleen Wing, and a Kang cover. On the Alliance side, it is Torch, Power Man, and Kang. So you can get yourself 2 5-star Kang covers.
Wow.
Yep. That might happen.
And there's a Puzzle Gauntlet running for you, too. That can get you a Quinjet.
All right. I'll check on my Quinjet needs, but I'll probably try it anyway.
Yeah. In PvP world right now, it is Cover Squirrel. That'll get you Squirrel Girl, Medusa. Placement is Melinda May and some Lumber Cap. Ian, in the news, there's the greatest news you've ever heard on this show.
Okay, I'm
ready. Are you ready?
I'm not ready, but I'm ready.
There's not one, there's not two, there's 3 reworks coming our way.
Ooh.
And one of them is bringing the glory to Dazzler.
Oh, wow.
Dazzler rework. How about
congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not sure it makes you any better, but we'll read about it here in a second.
I don't know. I got a 3-5 magic, and now Dazzler rework. This is things are really coming up, Puzzle Warriors.
Yeah, I'm excited. So first happening is recently reworked Doc Ock is getting reworked.
Wow, that guy was already great, in my opinion. And I realize he's not great, but I enjoyed him.
So 3-star Doc Ock, the blue power manipulation, 11 blue. That's your good old tile swap that I hate. But it's updated to always destroy all swapped strike attack protect tiles instead of needing levels in the ability to get that.
Oh, okay.
And the damage decreased or damage per tile has been upped by about 20%. So instead of it only really super useful at level 5, it is now, will destroy those tiles, not at level 3 if you want to respec his build. So that's a good buff if you want the other powers.
Yeah.
Insult to injury. Creates 1 or 2 black attack tiles when the team matches enemy SAP, the good old neener neener. Updated to create tiles when the team matches or destroys enemy SAP tiles. So instead of just matching them, if you destroy them in any way, now you get them. I think you always had to match them before.
Yeah, that makes him a little more annoying. Okay.
Increase the power of the attack tiles that he makes by 60%. So yeah, when he takes away your tiles, he's going to get much stronger. So that's good. And then armed and dangerous. In the past, 12 AP deals enemy team damage, stun a random enemy for 1 or 2 turns, empower a random strike attack protect tile, steal 1 to 2 green. Now it's the cost went down from 12 to 10. But it's all different. Select 2 basic black, blue, green, or yellow tiles. For each black, steal 1, 2, or 3 green AP. For each blue, stun a random enemy for 1, 2, or 3 turns. For each green, deal AoE damage. For each yellow, empower a random strike attack protect. So you're getting, you get to, pick what it does nowadays, and the empowering is increased by 120%.
Huh.
The team damage is roughly the same. For the lower cost of AP reduction. So that makes that power a whole lot more useful because, man, especially if you're fighting one person, you can just hit him with a 3-turn stun.
Yeah.
On a green power. How about that? So that's exciting. 3-star Doc Ock getting a sounds like a pretty good buff.
Big old buff. Yeah.
The Queen. Allison herself. The Dazzler. Survivor. Black Passive. This is the one where when she takes damage... for every friendly strike attack protect, remove enemy strike attack protect, and stun the enemies. It says updated the threshold to always be at 5% health instead of a decreasing amount topping out at about 12% health, the effect being that this will proc more often. And it added that it will empower 4 friendly strike attack protect tiles by 93 to 186%.
Huh.
Dance Floor Queen for 10 red. That's create 3, 4, or 5 strike tiles plus 1, 2, or 3 more strike tiles for each extra red, 3 red you have. The cost for this power has been reduced down to 7.
Wow.
Updated so it always creates the 3 bonus strike tiles per 3 extra red AP. Kept created attack tile strength the same. So they've made it cheaper and stronger tiles. So with her other buff. The green power, Sound of Light and Fury. This was 7 green. This is the AoE attack. Increased damage by 100%.
Hmm.
Increased bonus damage per friendly strike attack protectile by another 20% on top. So if you can get some friendly tiles out there and then fire off her green AoE and stuff, she may actually be useful now.
Yeah, but maybe.
I'm going to try it. Yes, I said more stronger, doggy. Need to get over it. More stronger. In 5-star world, Age of Apocalypse Magneto has been given about 20% more health and 15% more match damage to get him up to the TV's Kamala Khan. Polar Coordination, 10 blue. Convert green tiles. It used to convert green tiles to yellow, go airborne, so on and so on. Now, 7 AP, select a pair of colors, yellow, black, green, purple, red, blue. Destroy all tiles in that color, creating 1 AP in that color for every tile destroyed in that color over 12, 11, 10, 9, 8 as you go up in levels. Complete rework of the ability from scratch. Yellow power, Eternal Induction, 6 yellow. Used to convert strength attack protect tiles to protect tiles if they were friendly and empower them. Passive tiles, protect tiles are 24 to 48% stronger for each X-Men on the team. Now what it does, create three strength, 80 to 120 strength and protect tiles, prioritizing whichever you have less of, then evenly afterward. Protect tiles are 20 to 30% stronger for each X-Men on the team. Strength tiles are 20 to 30% stronger for each Brotherhood member on the team. Again, they're saying a nearly complete rework of this power as well. Finally, Magnetic Inhibitor. Used to be 9 red, created some strength tiles, created some purple repeaters. No dice anymore. Now, 6 AP, and you go airborne for 2 to 4 turns. While airborne, whenever an enemy creates a destructible non-basic tile, Magneto destroys it, dealing 100 to 250% match damage for that tile. The way I read this, it would work against your, oh my god, I forgot his name. What's Spider-Man clone? That's really annoying. Ben Reilly.
Chasm?
Yes. He makes tiles. Magneto will immediately destroy them and do damage back.
That sounds good.
It says, as it stands now, it's reminiscent of Thanos' purple, essentially locking down the creation of any new special tiles while this power is active. So instead of like Thanos where you just can't do it, this one lets them have them, and then you blow them up. So that sounds really strong for 6 AP.
Yeah, I love the fact that his powers now cost 7, 6, and 6.
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be a huge buff for Magneto. So all three of these, I like it. I'm liking here. What do you think?
Well, I didn't know what Magneto did other than just take up space before. This seems very interesting. I want to try that out.
Yeah, good times. The other thing is, in the news, Ian, if you're sitting down again, we have a clue for a new character.
Uh-oh, I'm back. Kay. Tell me more.
It is going to be a 3-star, 5-star.
Oh, no. Can't keep up.
So you're going to have to try and roster two more things again.
All right.
The clue is Candygram.
Landshark.
So I figured this out, that since the developers know that I like purple candy, it's clearly the Purple Man.
No, that does not seem accurate.
Hmm.
But that's exciting. I don't know.
Is there anybody, I couldn't think of anyone, is there anybody who's named like Candace or Candy?
Nope. Anybody who's half shark?
I don't know. DC's got King Shark.
King Shark? I know. I'm always hoping it's King Shark, but it never is. Totally wrong universe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
It's 5-star Chevy Chase. I mean, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Candygram. Well, you ponder that one, but there you go.
I will.
Well, supposedly, there is a character appearing in American comic book published Marvel Comics, created by writer Kelly Thompson, called Jeff the Land Shark. I'm going with Jeff the Land Shark.
Well, that
Sluggo
sounds,
also likes Jeff.
That sounds terrible.
It does.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, it ties into Gwenpool even.
Yeah.
Double boo earns.
Is he getting released here on April 1st?
I'm sure. Sure. But boy, do we need a 3-star and a 5-star joke? Oh, man. I hope all of his powers like Devil Dino's stupid purple where nothing actually happens.
I literally just Googled Landshark Marvel, and that's what I got.
Nice.
Wow, that makes me sad.
Wait, did we? I mean, I feel like Hitmonkey was kind of a 3- and 5-star joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just had one. Why do we need another one?
Yeah, same great taste. Tastes great together.
Abuse me once, shame on me. Abuse me twice, shame on you.
I just can't wait to hear if Jeff were to come on, you know, on the scene for MPQ. I can't wait to hear what T.J. Authors has to say about it.
Got outpaced by Jeff and Dupe.
Oh, man, I'd forgotten about stupid Dupe. Anyway, so there you go. New character coming your way.
Probably not Jeff.
Yeah. Anything else in the news, gentlemen? We're getting snow tonight. That makes me sad.
Chaos is erupting in my neighborhood around me.
Oh.
We had like this 45 mile an hour, like sudden windstorm with a little bit of snow rammed into it. I don't know. A tree fell down in the road. The fire company's out there with chainsaws. All the neighborhood dogs are barking. All the fire alarms are going off.
Oh, my.
It's absolute chaos.
Wow. Well, I guess we're happy you have internet.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy that this here gets filtered out because it is just, it's so loud here. I had to check with my wife during that last segment. I was like trying to quietly text her and I was like, is someone running a chainsaw? She's like, oh yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying maybe the chainsaw people can come to my house and do some grease for me.
While they got it running.
Yeah.
Other things in the news, we as in Puzzle Warriors MPQ Alliance, have an opening that I've completely forgot to announce last week. So if you have an interest in joining a fairly casual alliance with the requirements of play every day and help beat the boss events, there's no requirements for placement. If you want to place, good on you. If you expect an alliance placement, bad on us. It's not happening. But if you are interested, message me on the Reddits or Discord.
You already got a volunteer.
Uh-oh, we got a dibs. All right, the spot might be taken. So, that being said, if you are interested, you can still message me and I'll try and put your name on a list. So, there's always
a chance. I'm so embarrassed. I already thought that Perontiac was in our alliance. Okay, it was a prank and it worked.
I've had a bad beginning of the week.
I just got gaslit by Perondiac for no reason.
he's bringing Jeff with him.
I can't remember anything. Hey, the other news.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were.
The other thing that I have in news is a crossover, and y'all know how much I like crossover, like, you know, my Monty Python Star Wars t-shirts and whatever.
Sure.
This happened this week. Playing PUBG, right? I love PUBG. This week, they put in, you can pay money for outfits for your character in PUBG, right? The new outfits are the 4 Blackpink outfits. You can dress up like your favorite Blackpink character.
Yes!
For the low, low cost of $45.
$45?
Yep.
I've got 45 extra dollars.
Will it help you in game? In no way whatsoever. Will it make you look like a cute Korean girl? Yes, it will.
Holy shinoli.
Yep. But you get all 4 for $45, so, you know.
That's a bargain.
Clearly, at 11 and a quarter a costume, it's a bargain.
So, yeah. So I guess, you know, I have to say, Blackpink is in my area.
Yes.
Man, that is...
Be careful. When they show up, it's a shutdown.
You're terrible. Are we ready to move forward?
Sure.
Why not?
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, a Marvel's Tale.
All right, let's talk about Monica Rambeau, Agent of S.W.O.R.D. Purple, blue, and red. This character is a 4-star. Undercover operations. It's 6 purple AP. Choose a purple basic tile to become a 4-turn countdown tile that steals up to 2 AP in each of 2 random colors from the enemy. While one of these tiles is on the board, enemy powers cost 2 more AP. If an enemy fires a power, this tile is removed, dealing 1,213 damage to that enemy, even if that enemy is airborne or invisible. That's wacky. Good for that. When this gets all the way up there, you're stealing 2 AP in each of 4 random colors. When one of these tiles on the board, enemy powers cost 3 more AP. And that damage goes up to like 3968. Supply drone. Passive. 0 blue AP. At the start of the battle, or start of your turn, if one does not exist, Monica creates a repeater tile in the top row that swaps with the tile below it on each of your turns. If the repeater tile is on the bottom row, remove it. Generate 2 AP in all colors, and heal the lowest health ally for a burst of 398 health. What a bizarre ability. At the maximum level, you will create a fortified repeater tile on the top row that will provide a burst of 2,490 health. And finally, Sword Strike costs 6 red AP. Choose a 5x5 block of tiles and deal 93 damage to the target enemy. For each color in which you have at least 6 AP, destroy all basic tiles of that color within the chosen block. Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not generate AP. And as that goes up, it deals 2,124 damage. And what else does this add? Destroys basic and enemy special tiles in the color, if you have at least 6 AP. So that's something. Man, I don't know what to do or think about this character. I feel like maybe the blue should be a 5, so you can get that fortified repeater tile if you ever want to have a hope of that getting to the bottom of the board and actually paying off.
It would help.
So maybe that, and then like a 5-4-4, because the other two abilities are, like, who cares? Doesn't seem like much of a support. I don't know what to think.
You would think giant space laser would be really good.
Yeah, it's not. Doesn't seem like it. I guess maybe a 5-5-3, because that red's not doing any kind of useful damage. At least the other two steal AP and heal from the enemy. So yeah, let's do that. All right, well, so that's Monica Rambeau. And that's, where are we? Xandar?
That's
it. Yeah, Sunny and Xandar.
Hey, last week's complicated clue, which was only for my own pleasure, was since Monica has about 37, you know, nicknames she's gone by, one of them being Spectrum, and that was a comment about the Philadelphia Spectrum.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Good on you, then.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay.
Acting, thank you! Ian, what we got this week?
This week, we have Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez?
Spicy taco kisses for my pen.
That South Park is just so disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that gave me a flashback.
Yes.
Lovitz is in Vegas.
Wow, nice.
Can we resist going to see Lovitz?
I don't know. See when, like, when we were there, he's there?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
I was kind of thinking, I'm like, oh, man, he's going to die sometime soon. You know, I could go see Lovitz.
Absolutely. I think that would be fun. We'll see if we can make that happen.
Okay.
All right, Ray, why don't you tell us about Jennifer Lopez joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Sure. I'll go first since mine is awful. I had no idea. I had no clue where I would put Jennifer Lopez. So I just started looking at some obscure characters and I found something that I thought might work. So I recalled her being in a movie where she was like some sort of a cop or investigator or something. I don't know. But I thought that kind of character would fit for her playing Alejandra Jones. She becomes, after what's his name, Johnny Blaze surrenders his curse, she becomes Ghost Rider. I thought her as a female Ghost Rider, I could see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had trouble coming up with it, but when I landed on that, I'm like, I like it. So.
Yeah, I like it too. I like mine less now. Thanks a lot, Ray.
I thought mine was pretty bad, actually. So.
Yeah, it seems thoughtful. Wait till you get to mine.
Okay.
It's not good. I'm almost embarrassed to share it, to be honest, but that's all right. Go ahead, Craig.
You know, Jenny from the Bronx, Puerto Rican descent. I wanted to get her right into where she failed home. I think it's the fourth, maybe, incarnation of a character called White Tiger.
Oh, no! I picked White Tiger!
Aha! Angela Del Toro. A daredevil character who, you know, gets these mystic green gem things from her uncle, who's the original White Tiger. And then suddenly, you know, she knows Kung Fu. And, you know, she's a street-level, you know, fighter type in the Daredevil universe. It's Jenny from the Bronx, you know.
Yeah. I was there with you. I had the same character for the very same reason.
So if you look up White Tiger, because I was not familiar with the character, apparently everyone else thinks Jenna Ortega should be White Tiger, but they think Jenna Ortega should be everything. So that shouldn't be surprising. Well,
yeah, right now you can put Jenna Ortega about anything. I'm going to watch it at the moment.
Right.
Ha. Huh. See, that makes me feel better about the whole thing. Thanks, Craig.
Yeah.
I was worried.
We can be terrible together.
I was like, yeah, that's what I was worried about. I was like, yeah, crap, that doesn't... I was feeling better for a second there, Craig. Now I feel worse.
Yeah, if you,
did, apparently.
If you agree with me, you're on the wrong side of the thing.
So who should people plan for next week?
Let's plan for Steve Carell.
Kelly Clarkson. It's always, though, brought to you here by Thespify. Willie, have you got a mailbag?
Not much of one, but yeah, sure. Let's do it. Over on the D3 forums, Pantera236 said,
ooh.
I'm just going to put this here, or leave this here, I guess, and I will show you the two images that he left there. The first
Why
one.
Why do you call it taking a dump, but you're not taking it anywhere? It should be called leaving a dump.
Sure.
Fuck Great that. Image.
The first one is of Jennifer Lopez with taco flavored pieces.
That's right.
And the second one is of Deadpool with his little sock puppet.
Wait, is that Mr. Socko? Like, is that Mankind's sidekick?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could be.
But apparently it's Deadpool's sock puppet, which, you know, apparently I think he wants Jennifer Lopez to play Deadpool's sock puppet. I don't
That could be a great that could be a great support.
There you go.
All right, get Madison.
We over on the Reddits, we got a message from Jeff Duggan.
Hello.
Who said, Ian, I'm with you thinking Wakanda Forever is a pretty good movie, especially considering that they had to put it on hold for a year in order to rework the plot. I'm also with you in thinking that people being angry about something has not happened yet. So, yeah, I totally agree with that.
Cool,
he says, while BCS has had its misses, I also think they've generally appeared to be operating from a place of good faith, and so I'm willing to see what happens.
Sweet.
I think that's the attitude more people should take. regarding Ryan Gosling, I'm not really familiar. I know of him, I just haven't seen much that he's been in. Maybe a mundane antagonist of some kind. Hearing Craig, I can maybe imagine as a Vindicator. He seems to have a bit of a punchable face. I don't know if Ryan Gosling wants to hear that, but all right.
No, he's got the face of an angel. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe he just wanted to destroy something pretty. I don't. And for J-Lo, I think what I'd do is A, go on a rewind to use a much younger J-Lo, and B, gender flip a character to cast her as Roberta De Costa, otherwise known as Sunspot. Yeah, that's an interesting play.
I can dig it.
Can she pull off Brazilian?
Sure, why not? She's been in all those movies. She's got to be able to act, right?
Sure, she's got to be able to act.
And finally, I had no comment on attempted Mountain Dew replacements, since I think Mountain Dew itself is pretty vile. I'm on board. I drank Mountain Dew forever, but I'm on board.
Did I talk to you about the Coca-Cola move last week?
You texted about it.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me more.
Oh, it's really terrible. All right, Sabra says we did talk about it. Okay.
Well, we talked about needing to try it, and somebody gave a like, well, it tastes like this and that, and apparently it doesn't.
Have you ever had, like, the coconut bai drink?
No.
Okay. It tasted like suntan lotion. Like, it tastes like, you know, a certain group of people. Smell like. That's what I'm saying.
This is move?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, that made it more appealing for me.
Ugh. It was gross. I couldn't even finish the bottle. There's still a half a bottle of it sitting on my desk at work because I just couldn't. So, I could not force myself to finish it.
You couldn't finish it and you couldn't throw it out. Okay.
Yeah, I just stare at it every day. I'm like, ugh.
That's great.
You know, there might be some time where I emergency really need that caffeine. That I'll, you know, be willing to power through to get a caffeine a hit, but man, every time I look at it, it just kind of makes me slightly queasy.
Samurai says eventually you're going to have to move that bottle.
Oh, boo. Generally, I clean my, you know, I empty out my trash and stuff in my office on Fridays, so probably happen on Friday. Was that it for the mail?
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was it. Thanks, Willie.
Okay. Thanks, Willie. Moving on then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump.
You up.
Excellent. All right. It looks like we've got some old school boosted segment. Let's see what I can and can't manage.
Yeah, there's like a manageable list here for you.
Yep. It's going to get even shorter. I don't remember anything that Angel does. I'm sorry. Captain America, his yellow, the projectiles are going to be boosted. The damage from his red is going to be boosted as well. Falcon, the little bit of damage, a little bit of AoE comes out of the bird strike now, so that'll be boosted. And the strength of his projectiles and the boosting of said projectiles will be in... No, he... Yeah, just the boosting. Nope, Kang's brand new. Not a clue. Spider-Man. That yellow, that does a ton of damage for a 3-star. And probably some more... let's say he heals. I'm not sure. All right. Now, 4-stars. Deadpool. He's excellent. More damage and more healing from his red. More damage from the black retaliation. And the countdown for what's the more trap damage. Main Event Hulk. Man, that purple gamma power bomb is awesome. Sometimes those countdowns deal damage on the yellow, so they'll deal a little more damage. Moon Knight boosted. His green and black abilities will do a lot more damage. And the rotating purple ability will do some strike tile stuff. All right, Rocket and Groot. They are boosted. Wow, good week. More repeater damage. A lot stronger strike tiles, and I am Groot can do a lot of damage. Talos, nothing.
Yeah, not that you don't know.
Squadoosh!
It's just nothing. And,
that's good.
Before you move on to the 5-stars, I have to ask Samurai what that graphic is for Moon Knight. Does anybody know?
Oh, they're the Moon Knights from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Ah, okay. Okay. I plead ignorance, but okay.
Okay. They're clever. They were fun. They were back in the original days of Adult Swim. But anyway, I'll tell you more about these 5-stars. They're also boosted. People like them. Adam Warlock, more restoring of health, and the trap tiles deal more damage or restore more health. Carnage is boosted. What's he doing? Bigger attack tiles, making larger attack tiles, and more damage with the AoE. Null. let's see what he's up to. Larger attack tiles and bigger strike tiles, and more damage if you can activate his green AoE. That looks like probably Shang-Chi. Let's see what he's up to. More health restoration, and more damage based on combo points. So, let's see what Old Samurai has to say about this. Fears that Shang-Chi is boosted. That may appeal to some people, may appeal to too many people. But sometimes the meta gets a bump. Sometimes the rich get richer. So, yeah, good luck this week. Enjoy a lot of boosted characters, quality ones on a lot of the tiers. Main Event Hulk and Rocket and Groot are excellent characters. Deadpool and Moon Knight are pretty good, too. Carnage, man, what a great list. good times. All right, so anyway, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always,
Mystify. Let's over to critically acclaimed segment. Pop.
Oh no. All right, let's I was caught out of my element and I had to pull from my non-normal lists this week. So I went with a K-pop band that's a little bit older. They came before. They were, I guess, at the forefront of the K-pop scene way back in 2011. No, 2006. Holy smokes. Anyway, these guys disbanded. They allegedly had to do their military service, but they got wrapped up in a whole bunch of drug and sex abuse scandals. One of the guys retired, and now they're trying to come back as a 4-piece. So, yeah, they're all wanted criminals. Check them out.
Fantastic, baby.
I'll tell you, though, man, some of their makeup in the videos is it's something else. They got a really interesting electronic music sound to them. So, yeah, there you go. They're called Big Bang. Not to be confused with the show of the same name. ad theory. Now, let's talk about some beverages, some pop, if you will. Another one of my favorites is Dr. Pepper Cherry.
Mm.
I already love Dr. Pepper. Add cherry. You sold me on a great beverage. It drinks smooth. It's absolutely delicious. As far as add cherry to beverage goes, it's amongst my top two favorites. That's it.
How do you feel about the cherry vanilla one?
No, thank you.
Hmm.
I don't like vanilla in my cola.
I was curious.
Yep. Thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified.
Ah, right.
Do you have Steam open?
50-50.
Oh, nerds.
I hate Dr. Pepper and I hate cherry flavoring, so I'm out.
Really? Yeah. Oh, sorry, dude. cherry pib. That's good, too.
I just opened up my iPad here, and apparently I left myself in the middle of a match.
Oh.
I'm going to try and finish it real quick.
Okay. That'll give me a couple extra minutes to scroll down so that I can open up this here cover. Oh, goody. Oh, my. I don't know what that is. Ooh. It's a M'Baku, Wakanda's Peace.
That's nice. Yeah. I'm sure you can use him.
Absolutely.
All right, I got a 4-star.
Yep, can't use him.
my 4-star is Ruler of Limbo Magic.
Ooh.
Delay longer.
I cannot use him. I do not have him. This is my first one, and I do not have enough hero points for him yet.
Sad story.
So I'll hustle a little bit this week. I got 13 days. I'll be good. Plenty of time to earn those hero points. Especially that now that my stalling is falling apart. Match faster, dude.
Okay. I'll just retreat. It's fine.
It's so unprofessional.
I didn't realize I had a game going. Recruit heroes. That's what I want to do. I've got five legendary tokens. What did I just do? Click off the screen. Idea. I don't know. Number one, Bounty Hunter. Valkyrie. Two, Imperious Rex, Imperious Rex. Three, Safari Joe. Four, Gamma Power Bomb. Mentioned previously. The fifth one's a purple. Hit Monkey. Monkey Suit.
Sweet.
Let's see where that puts my monkey. My monkey's at a 4-3-3. That's a lot for me for a 5-star. Yeah.
That's a good showing.
That's crazy. Shout out to the OG. This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which you could find at soontobenamednetwork.com. We play alongside a lot of other fantastic podcasts to give you a lot of variety. You can check out direct links to all of the separate shows on soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Tell me more about why the infographic says I talked about Null and the script says that I talked about Monica Rambeau.
I'm blaming Sam Reich for screwing it up.
Oh, all right. Right on. I was going to blame Craig, but that was very brave of you to admit your mistake.
Tell me more
that
about...
That makes you better than Craig.
Tell me more about Bruno.
Oh, I think he's misunderstood. I think that because he can see the future, people think that he has some way to influence it and unintentionally blame him. He's just letting them know what's going to happen. He's not actually causing it. And I think that he gets a lot of unnecessary grief for that. And I think it causes him a lot of mental stress. I feel bad for him. He seems like a nice guy.
Wow, we were talking about different Brunos.
Yeah, what were you referencing?
The pinball machine? You know, the
who
one,
done it?
Who done it? Tell me more about Bruno. You know, I don't know what Bruno you're talking about.
I don't know why I thought you would be referencing Encanto, but that's where I was at.
I've never seen that film.
Of course not. That makes sense. I was completely in the wrong.
I was just making a nice little pinball machine joke. You kept going, and I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, I was in, we're up at the Strong Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, this last weekend.
Okay.
Awesome. It was so much fun. We got there at like 10:30, and they kicked us out at 5 because they were closing.
Oh, wow.
It was, I mean, they had like high ropes course, low ropes course, a room dedicated to pinball machines. They had old school arcade games, new school arcade games, racing games, board games, toys. They had the first edition of D&D, basic and expert. It was, there was so many cool things there. They had that Paplu figure that Ray is missing from his set. It was a really excellent time. I played so much pinball. They have so many good tables there. That is all.
Okay. That sounds good.
It was awesome.
Did you visit my family while you're up that way?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not know that they were expecting me. Yeah. I apologize.
All right. What are you going to do? All right. I think that's it. Everybody, thanks for joining in. PuzzleWarriors3.com if you want to send things into the mailbag for Ray to get, or you can put it on the MPQ subreddit or on the D3 forums. It's almost Easter time. Click on that Amazon banner. Buy yourself some Easter candy, not Palmer. And, you know, and so you get yourself something you actually enjoy. And then, you know, we'll enjoy some kickback on you know, as well. So that's it. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, be careful of dark symbiosis. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.